نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, which is actually a discussion that we have regarding the beauties that are hidden within the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Nahjul Balagha being the book that has collected the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam that have the highest level of, linguistic beauty and power. And in this particular book, there are many beautiful topics that can be chosen, but one of the important topics is the Charter of Islamic Governance. And the Charter of Islamic Governance, basically, there are various things to consider that make up this charter. There are certain pillars, there are certain tenets, there are certain principles. One of those principles which is going to be discussed today is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited towards the truth, invited towards the nature, the innate nature of a human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the Holy Quran talks about this fact that وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ, the Quran was revealed with the truth, by the truth, you know. So this fact is also there here.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam here says, فَبَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ, that Allah sent the Prophet with the truth, or by the truth, or for the truth, to bring about truth. Now, the question is that, what do we mean by inviting towards the truth? Okay, this is a very important discussion to have. Inviting to the truth is when a certain school of thought is such that that school of thought is completely compatible to the human nature, to the way the human being has been created in its material and spiritual dimension, and is compatible to the way and the nature of the universe. This is the meaning of the truth. That means if there are certain principles, certain realities, certain, you can say, contracts, or certain, ways of dealing which are encouraged, but when they are encouraged, at the same time they are incompatible with the human nature, with the nature of the universe, with the way the universe has been created and the details in it, then that is not a true school of thought. That thing is not the truth. That idea or that theory is not true. So now we understood that that when we say that Islam or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet with the truth or to bring about truth, it means that the Prophet was sent with a message, to enliven a message which is completely compatible with the human nature and completely compatible with the universe and the way the universe has been created, the levels that are there in this whole universe, not only the material dimension, but the spiritual dimension also, the higher and the true dimensions of this creation also. You see, this universe doesn't have only the apparent. The apparent is just a crust. There is the inherent whereby the realities exist. And that is why a true religion will always remain. It will stay forever because it is incompatibility. It is completely compatible with the way the human nature is and with the way the universe exists.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
So now, as an example, a true message is one, if I could give an example, it's like when, for example, you pour some water on a slope which is in the opposite direction or which is not a complete slope. The water will not flow. It will just move around and maybe stagnate. But when there is a place, when you put the water in a place where there is a good slope, then the water will flow nicely. And this is how Islam is. Islam and the truth with which the Prophet was sent, when it comes across the human existence, when it comes up on top of the universe, it completely flows into the universe in the right way, flows into the human essence in a way that creates the change that is necessary. And that is why the Islamic religion or the things with which the Prophet ﷺ was sent is not something that had to be forced into the hearts of the people. Because whatever is forced will never remain. Al-qasru la yadum. What is forced never remains. It will go away. But the truth always stays. And that is why in a narration, it is that in one of the Imams, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, have said in Ghurarul Hikam, it is narrated that لِلْحَقِّ دَوْلَةٌ وَلِلْبَاطِلِ جَوْلَةٌ, that the truth has a dawla, has a place where it stays, it remains, while for evil and falsehoodness, لِلْبَاطِلِ جَوْلَةٌ, falsehood just shows up, you know, and then goes away. It just turns around and goes away. It doesn't have real staying. It doesn't remain like that. As such, we need to realize that whenever we talk about the truth in the Quran, many of the verses to talk about the truth, it is this, that the way the message has come is in a way that is completely compatible with the way the whole universe and the human beings exist. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه. في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه